Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. Happy Monday to you. TJ Cleland in for Tommy Caster today. I'm Jacob Albrock, Max Power in producing for us. It is an exciting Monday for Royals fans here. The big news yesterday, they are making the call. Jack Caglione joining the big league roster. Certainly lots on that. It's a topic we've been talking about for weeks as the Royals offense continues to struggle. Another struggling series. Bad timing. It's against the Tigers. They fall another game back in the standings. Now 8 games back. But last couple of games, we've seen them score one run in 2 games. And that is kind of the story of the season. We'll get into all of that throughout the show today. Maybe look ahead to the Thunder Pacers final in the NBA. State tracks in the books. TJ, you've been spending a lot of time out at Cessna here. How was everything this year?
It was good. Whatever it was, 4,000 whatever athletes, 2 days of 14-hour track events, just craziness. I think that we shot about like 85 or like 90 events throughout the weekend with all the covers that we've done at KWCH. So definitely a tiring one. Got off early last night, was ready to go to bed, and then Cags news broke. So I had to end up taking like melatonin to calm myself down because I was so fired up about the Cags news.
It's pretty crazy news that we're going to spend a lot of time with today. Don't you worry, because it's been something on everybody's brain, a topic of discussion for a very long time this season. So we will, we'll dig into it. We will dig into everything and get you all prepared for the Jack Caglione news. What do we expect? All of these things as we make our way through the show today. Beautiful weekend, good weather, good golfing weather. I don't think either of us got a chance to play any this weekend, but the listeners will. We start our big contest today with Crestview Country Club, great supporter of the program. You're going to have a chance to win a round of golf and a cart on us. We're going to give away one of these a week through the month of June. So that opportunity will come later today in the show. No, TJ, you cannot enter. So the listeners can. We've been excited about this one. We're excited to get some people out there, hear what we're talking about all the time. So that'll happen today. We'll give away some HTO today as well. All kinds of good stuff for us. Scottie Scheffler won another golf tournament, right? We're entering that time of year where you can dig into things, but it was moderately slow, not for you because of state track, but on the larger sports landscape.
Now it gets really slow for us.
What's that?
Now it's really slow. That was like the mountaintop you were climbing towards. Now it's like, all right, the Royals play every day. That's our jobs now.
Yep. And then I feel like it gets to like the fever pitch, like the pinnacle of it is it July 4th when they do the hot dog eating contest. Yep. Every year over the years I've worked July 4th and I'm like, man, there is hopefully baseball and a hot dog eating contest.
That's it.
Like that's what we're working with here. We're not quite there yet because we still have the NBA finals. The one thing that does pick back up a little bit is the NFL and some of the stories and OTAs and all that kind of stuff that comes with it. We've got the NCAA baseball tournament right now. The top two seeds go down. Was it Vanderbilt and Texas both go down? So that's happening. The softball World Series is happening as well. That'll keep us, I think, entertained with headlines. But man, we don't have any. We don't have any regional interest teams involved in any of that stuff this year. So that's unfortunate. Kansas, is Kansas still alive?
No, they both got bounced this weekend. KU lost two. Man, and,
I saw the beginning of one of their games. That's too bad.
Yep.
Well, we're done then, I guess, with College Wars. We'll just have to watch for headlines at that point and watch for the next Jack Caglione, perhaps, which we're stalling for. We'll get into that in a minute. Just real quick, if you missed the Royals, if you're out of town, anything, they dropped 2 of 3 from the Tigers, and we'll dig into this. They dropped 2 of 3 from the Tigers. The final two games, they score one combined run, and it was like I almost text Tommy this. I was like, this is going to be the thing. Like, they're like, all right, we just have had enough. Like, we can't take it anymore. Just watching the game yesterday. And sure enough, and like, I get it, right? Like, it might be a little bit too early for a variety of reasons that we'll get into on the other side. But like, at some point, like you just can't keep watching this. It is June and nothing has changed for this offense from April when we were concerned about it, and you had to do it. You had to do something, make a trade or do this. Those like that was it. Those were your only options.
Yeah. To pull back the TV curtain a little bit, I haven't told you this yet, Jacob. This is funny. Me and Brandon were laughing about it last night. Our Sports Sunday show that airs on KBCH, that if anybody you guys watched that at 10:30 last night, you might have been a little confused. We record the show at 6 o'clock. And we did a 2 minute segment talking about why right now is the perfect time to call up Jack Caglione. And then that night my phone was just blowing up from everybody in the newsroom. It's like, oh my gosh, you guys knew it. You knew it. You called it. I said, oh, God, am I going to have to come back in? And we're like, just leave it. We'll tell, at least people know that we know what we were talking about now.
Yeah. Yeah. So for this time of year when there's nothing going on at night, especially on a Sunday, the Royals usually play day baseball. Yeah. That show typically gets recorded, pre-recorded. Not as much during the football season, but yeah, that's funny. I mean, we all felt it, right? Like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. Yeah. Like, it's not like we haven't all felt it. Like, we've all felt it for 2 months now. And it was really like, I would have called him up a long time ago if it were me. Being reminded that, hey, like, you got to protect the service time. All right, I'll concede that. That's probably the right thing. But man, they're 8 games back right now of Detroit, and it's June 2nd. And while you can pretty much toss that to the side, I'm not saying they can't run down Detroit. They can. But that's not the way you're thinking about it even now. Like, you're just like, are you going to fall out of a wild card spot now?
Detroit's lots of them in the AL. You can't chase. I mean, that's the thing that we talked about last night is the fact that, like, they're playing above 500 baseball, but they just so happen to be playing in the best conference or best division in all of baseball. So you can't afford to lose games 1-0 like that when your ace, you know, goes out and gets you a start like that.
And it's been happening all year long. I mean, and it wasn't sustainable, and that stuff has a trickle effect, and it can be debilitating. So hopefully, and again, give us about, you know, 2 minutes to get through this next commercial break. Like, we'll dig way into it. There's a lot of pressure on him right now, and that's a dangerous time to bring somebody up to. I get it. I get all of that. We're about to find out, though, like, because what else are you, like, outside of making a big trade, they really didn't have a lot of choices. And when you think big picture, like, what's on the line for them, they can't not make the playoffs this year, or at least be right there at the end of the year. They're trying to build new stadiums. They're trying to keep this momentum. They finally have some momentum into this fan base. But Seth Lugo and some of these older Michael Walker, like, they're not going to be in Kansas City forever, I don't think. I mean, the Royals are fortunate that Waka's back this year, but you've got all that. You've got Salvi getting older. Like, you got to go right now. Like, it's been that way to me. It's felt that way all year. And they just were watching it like, there's this thing wrong with the team that they could fix. Like, what are we doing here? Like, yeah. It's right there for you.
The biggest part, I think, of the season, and even Caglione getting called up adds to it as well, is that this is, I mean, on paper, this is the best roster that they've had since 2015. This roster is better than last year's roster, and they're going to have to start extending guys as this goes on and on and on. This is going to be the cheapest it's probably going to be in a long time once these guys, like Michael Garcia, is going to be due for something if he keeps this up. Caglione is going to be due for something if he can do what he does.
Yeah, a long way away. Let's hope that he does. Let's dig into it. Royals make the call. Cags is coming up. What do we expect? That's next. All brought to Cleveland on Sports Daily.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday to you. Enjoy this great weather one more day. Again, stay tuned for your opportunity if you're enjoying golf in this warm weather. We're going to give the listeners a chance to win some round of golf for two out at Crestview Country Club and a cart, and that is coming later in the show today. So we'll do it. Be ready. One a week, we're doing this. Okay, so let's talk CACs, TJ. It was pretty obvious the lead today and where we'll spend probably most of our time here. And the reason is obvious. The Royals offense needs an infusion very, very badly. But the thing is, and this is what makes it so difficult, again, yesterday, no runs on 9 hits, right? Hits are not this team's problem. They can get on base, but they have a severe, severe power issue. And they have all year. And I do think there will be natural improvement as Bobby Witt Jr. hits for a little more power. But I do think Salvi's going to hit for a little more power, although it looks like his may be turning into doubles now. The Royals are 12th in baseball, TJ, in hits. They're 12th in baseball in hits, and they're 28th in baseball in runs scored. They're, I believe, still DAL. Yeah, they're last by a decent margin in home runs. They are last in, not last, but they are 26th in slugging percentage. They're just not hitting for any power. And so, like, you can call up another guy that's going to come up and hit for some average and be good, but they have such a clear need. And the top power prospect in baseball in their system, who's advanced and older and all of these things, like, you just couldn't ignore this very much longer.
Yeah, there was a stat that I saw yesterday. I think it was Jesse Newell from the KC Star tweeted that there's 8 players that have 3 or more home runs two home runs in Kauffman Stadium this season, and only 3 of the 8 players are Kansas City Royals. That shows you just how bad the power numbers are. Like, Salvador Perez doesn't have multiple home runs in his home ballpark, and that's supposed to be one of your biggest power bats. So the argument that I made at work yesterday is if they didn't call him up, like if he wasn't in AAA and it was a different organization in the same scenario, people are going to go crazy about trading a prospect to go get somebody like Brent Rooker to play corner outfield and have a big bat. And it's like, you have it in AAA. Like Caglione, obviously he's a first baseman turned outfielder, but you're not going to get Brent Rooker for his defense. It doesn't matter who you put in right field when Hunter Renfro is your right fielder right now. So, as you said, kind of glaringly obvious that it was going to happen. It's more so just the fact that it happened this week that is the bigger headline than all.
Yeah, it was going to happen. They the Royals have a lot to think about and consider here. I get it. That the corner out, once they sent down Melendez, like the corner outfit again, like the problem is it's just none of it's for power.
Yeah.
None of it. And the problem was going to be that Cags plays first base and has never really played the outfield. But that was something that surprised me. And look, I don't have any problem with the Royals' plan now that we've seen it. Like, clearly he started the year in AA, and it was like, because he didn't light the world on fire last year when he was in high A. Yeah. Like, it was okay, it was fine. But he gets to AA, and clearly the thing is like, okay, we need to make sure you're not overmatched at the plate. We're not going to mess with anything else. He's not. He tears cover off the ball. Everything's good. But it was driving us crazy that they wouldn't play him in the outfield. It's like, why aren't we, like, you're in AA. Like, go learn how to play the outfield real quick. And I know that sounds stupid to say because it's a professional baseball player, but learning real quick. But, like, he's an athlete, and he's played baseball, and I'm sure this isn't the first time he's ever played outfield in his life, right? So just get it. They wouldn't do it. I think they did it like twice, yeah, right?
It
like
didn't happen until the final, like 2-3 weeks.
So then he gets to call
weeks.
Up to AAA. And I didn't even know this was happening until I talked to you. We're all just enamored with the fact that he's hitting 5 home runs a week and doing all, and he's playing the outfield. And I'm like, okay, well, that's a part of the development. This has been a part of the plan. They were going to get him up to AAA. You know, the jump in talent from the pitching he'll face isn't tremendous from AA to AAA. He'll have to, he'll have to show that he's going to be a more patient hitter, which is not his thing, by the way, most likely. But then they also were using that time to play him in the outfield. So I'm like, okay, I'm good with all of this. Like, I am set. Like, this is good for me. And I think he was fine, like we all assumed he would be. A young, athletic guy playing a corner spot right now. Well, they didn't have any more time to wait. The danger, of course, is the service time. So the Royals will never say this, but it is. I mean, for a small market team and a prospect like this, if Cags comes up and lights the world on fire, he probably could still win rookie of the year. That'll cost him a year of eligibility. So that's the, you know, I don't know how much they can prevent that at this point. You might just have to eat it. Hopefully, and I haven't even looked, I don't even know who the leaders, let me look. Hey, who the rookie of the year leaders are right now.
It's the A's, Jacob Wilson right now. I was looking at it because Cags jumped from about like 25-1 to 13-1 last night.
Okay, so that's still
like
pretty.
It's like the fourth odds best favorite.
And remind me, in rookie of the year, do we give one in each league?
Yep.
Okay, so he's got to be, you know, Wilson, he becomes the second, Jason Dominguez. That's it. Cam Smith has been a dud. Nick Kurtz just went on the DL, and these other guys aren't going to win it. Jacob Wilson's been pretty good. He's been pretty good, but it's June 2nd, and they'll play, you know, he'll play a game on June 3rd. He's catchable. I shouldn't just say Jacob Wilson's been pretty good. He's actually been really, really good. Maybe he will be harder to catch. Is he from last year's class too?
He got called up this year.
But is he last year's draft class?
I think he's 2 years ago.
2023 MLB draft, yeah. Grand Canyon.
Yep.
Who's got a pretty good baseball program. So, yeah, I mean, he's batting almost 360. He's got some power. He's already got a 7 home run head start. Cags ain't going to come up and bat 360. So maybe there's some protection there. I am moderately concerned about that. That would be tough. But again, like, that's tough in 6 years. I mean, they're trying to build stadiums. They're trying to do this thing. And maybe they have the capability to, if all goes well and he's great, to extend him like they did Bobby Witt Jr. and get a couple extra years. I don't know. But they clearly couldn't play that game anymore. Like, they couldn't try to hold him down so that he didn't. They're going to fall out of the wild card if they're not careful.
Yeah, the biggest argument to the service time argument is that, you know, if you're scared of the Super 2, because he's already passed the threshold where it's not going to be your service time.
It's got to be rookie of the year.
It's only going to be Super 2. So it's either rookie of the year or second place in rookie of the year, I believe, is the way that the rule sits.
Mm.
It's Super 2, yeah.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah, so it could, I mean, it could
be
a thing.
Be second place, yeah.
But the thing is, though, like, what I brought up last night is that if you call up a guy and he's, like, second or first in rookie of the year voting, like, that's not going to be a bad thing. Like, obviously, in terms of money and everything like that, but I do think that the way that these young prospects have been treated, you know, the Bobby Witt Jr., the Michael Harris got the contract, you know, just a couple of years into his deal. So I think that if he produces, they're going to do something like that, you know. But the thing is also, he's 23. It's not Bobby Witt Jr., who was 20 years old, 19 years old, whatever it was, whenever he got called up. So, I mean, when his contract's done, you know, he's going to be 28 years old. Like, it's not a young kid that's going to get a big super max, which obviously, you know, baseball years are different than football years and everything like that. So, but yeah, it's really interesting. You brought up, it's the division race, honestly, the part that just scares me the most. The fact that the offense has been bad, but they've still been above 500. But the fact of the matter is that that's not really going to be good enough when you're playing in the AL Central right now. Your pitching staff has been unbelievable, and you've just got to give them something because you're just letting them die. And you know, it may have been yesterday. It might have been the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, you go out and lose a ball game like that, it's just like, all right, something's got to give.
And it's not even just the ALs. It's the AL.
Yeah.
All the way up and down. Right now, the Royals, and where it's too early to start really, but you've got all but probably three teams in the American League could make a case right now today that they are still in the mix for the wild card in the American League. Like, it's not like there's just not any schedule relief. And we've talked about this on this show a lot. Like, they had the huge streak, right, of winning whatever it was, 18 to 20. That's the only part of this season where they get a favorable schedule. That's it. That's literally, the June is brutal.
Yep.
like this month is going to be rough schedule wise. And it probably like, so you have to factor that in too. There's a decent chance, you know, they end this month and they're double digit games behind the Tigers. There's no question. Like it'll be tough. So what has to change now? Well, how many of these games where you felt like there's just a little bit more, they'd be wins. They just can't keep doing that forever or they're going to fall out. And to me, that's where you have to just sort of like assess your risk. What is riskier to this organization holistically? To fall flat this year or to lose a year of service time for Cags? And so I think when you think about it that way, which is probably the way they're thinking about it, it becomes more apparent like we just have to do it. Like we can't afford to take that risk anymore. Our pitching cannot be any better than it has been. Like it is, it's probably going to be worse, right? It's not going to hold up. Like it's, if these starters go this way the rest of the year, I'll be very surprised, yeah. Right? They've already seen a couple of injuries. They've been very fortunate that Noah Cameron's been really good. Obviously the Chris Bubich experiment is incredible and we can talk about that later in the show, but the bullpen, you're already seeing some cracks because it's not sustainable. It's not sustainable to hold every team under 3 runs every game. It's not, I mean, and when you can't score much more than 3 runs a game, it just won't work. Yep. And so this had to be done. It had to be done. Risk be damned. It had to be done. And, you know, as an organization, I think it's the right call. They've put him in the outfield. You've solved that problem. I don't know how the rotation will be. But you don't make that call and not have him playing 6 days a week. Yep. Like you have him up and you have him playing and you're going to have to live or die with his struggles, which he'll have some, you know, out of the gates. He will. All young players do, especially when your skill set is what his skill set is, which is to swing at a lot of pitches.
Yep.
And he does that.
He doesn't
and
walk.
He's going to pay for that in the big leagues.
Yeah. The argument has been the entire time, the biggest argument in my head, at least, of why you would keep them down is the fact that he played first base, and you're not going to call a guy up to play DH, and this guy's not going to be better than Vinny Pasquantino, who on paper is a top 3 player in your offense. He hasn't been this year, but you're not going to jump Vinny Pasquantino. And if you make him DH, you got Salvador Perez, who it's not sustainable for him to catch every game anymore. So you're going to have to give and take something. So I think the fact of when he played, I mean, he played 2 weeks in AAA, and I think he played right field in at least 60 or 70% of the games. Like, he only played like 2 or 3 starts at first base. So once you get that problem solved, honestly, I agree. You know, this season is honestly, like, not to speak in dramatics, it's June 2nd, but it's kind of getting the do or die time that if they start falling below 500, if they fall deeper in the wild card race, if the offense can't pick up, you know, do you look at selling, you know, like when does it become unattainable?
I mean, if they're out of it by the end of this month, it'll be devastating.
Yeah.
Devastating. I don't think it'll be that bad because I think their pitching is too good. Brandon asks us if we could give a quick overview by what we mean by service time. So, you've heard arbitration years in baseball. So, baseball, you have control of a player for X number of years before they hit free agency. So, in a lot of situations, you'll see a team, they have the years that they'll play before arbitration years. The arbitration years are interesting because teams can choose to basically take players to court over how much money they should make. It's a nasty process that nobody ever likes to get into. So sometimes you'll see teams do what the Royals did with Bobby Witt Jr. and they'll basically buy out all those early years and you know, cook in. We'll buy out all these years, Bobby Witt Jr. We'll go ahead and bet that you're going to be great, but you got to give us 2 years of your initial free agency on the back end. And so that's what they did with that. That's why that deal's so long. But so the timer on which that all starts, though, is that's what service time is. So there's two things that happen in a season. You can call, like, if you, like Bobby Witt Jr. started the year with the Royals, he's going to accrue a year of service time. That counts against his clock that goes up against free agency until his free agency starts. There, what is it? A post June? What's the post date?
I don't know the exact. It's good.
Sometime early in the season, yeah. Like there's a set number of days they have to be up on the big league roster. So there's usually a clear date in the season where especially small market teams will stall, right, the call up to get past that date so they don't lose it. The only caveat, and this was collectively bargained the last time, is if that player still is a top two rookie of the year player, they will get that year of service time, even though they haven't spent the amount of time. So basically what it all means is if Jack Caglione is in the top two in rookie of the year voting, the Royals will have control of him for one less year than they would have otherwise. So that's what service time is. So it's a game, again, especially for small market teams. Like the Yankees would never do this. The Dodgers would never do this because they don't care, right? They plan on paying these guys. But for a team like the Royals, where your finances are a little strapped, like you want to keep that more affordable control. TJ's point is, and I think he's right, if all goes well and according to plan, and he's the kind of player they think he could be, there's probably pretty likely a path like we saw with Bobby Witt Jr., where they'll buy a lot of that out anyway, and maybe it doesn't matter. But it's a risk. It's a risk because if he's a pretty good player, you have him for a less year because pretty good players make a whole lot of money in baseball, and the Royals don't have a whole lot of money, especially for position players, and that's what could happen. That could be that they did this with Salvador Perez. Bobby Witt Jr. wasn't the first. Salvador Perez did the exact same thing when he was 21-year-old hotshot catcher. So hopefully that's what happens. I mean, hopefully Cags tears the cover off the ball and they just give him a deal like they gave Bobby Witt Jr. That's future your franchise and you ride off into the sunset. But that's what service time is. And that's why he has not been called up yet. Probably. Look, there are more reasons. He didn't have a spot. He's blocked. So getting him to the outfield is a reason. It's a legitimate reason. Making sure his approach at the plate translates. But I got to tell you, TJ, and we can get into this in the next segment too. His approach at the plate hasn't really changed. He is who they thought he'd be. He swings a lot.
Yeah, I saw his walk rate.
Which is usually a death sentence for young players getting to the big leagues.
I saw a stat on the, whatever it was, the fan graphs. His walk rate for the week one when he hit the 5 home runs, he walked in less than 2% of his at-bats. And I think the only walk that he took was an intentional walk. So the dude likes to swing the bat. He's not Vinny Pasquantino when he was in AAA. That dude walked a lot in AAA. So
that was the best part of Vinny's game.
And now he doesn't do it anymore.
It's what's translated for him.
Yeah.
It's why he's been able, I think, to be a good big league player. Bobby Witt Jr. had the same thing when he was a young player. Like when he came up, remember, he was not a 300 hitter. Like he was like a 240 hitter. Yeah. I remember his first year thinking, man, if he ever gets to be like a 260 hitter, look out, right? Like watch out. He's going to be great. And then, of course, he did take the next evolution, which is to become a very patient hitter. Now, he's not the most patient, but here's what gets a little bit tried. And the Royals aren't a walk team anyway. Salvi doesn't really walk much. Bobby isn't walking as much. They've got Vinny, but they don't walk a ton. It's not the thing that they do. So, you know, there's a risk there. And I hope, again, we'll give us just a minute. I hope that they are able to be patient with that, because it's going to be a problem. He probably will strike out quite a bit here early on. So Jack Caglione couldn't have done really anything else in AAA. I mean, it was like he was kind of at the peak of what he's going to do. He's never going to be hotter. He's never going to be, however you want to, you know, describe it. Like he was not going to be doing any better. His minor league numbers as a whole between double and AAA this year, TJ, at 17 home runs, 70 RBI. He can run a little bit, but he was a 292 hitter with an 875 OPS overall. Those would be all things that the Royals are in desperate need of at the big league level. The question becomes, what do we expect? I think I saw it this morning or last night. He would have what would be a top five chase rate in baseball right now if he was up at the big league level. That's what he's done at the minor league level. So patience is one of those things that translates and helps players quickly acclimate. Chasing pitches is not so much one of those things. Now, there are guys who can just do it, but more often than not, that's not a good thing, right? He swings at too many pitches, and big league pitchers are going to use that against him. They're going to know that right out of the gates. So it's going to be very difficult for him, I think, to not want to come up and be the savior, which he needs to be the savior, because he's not going to get a ton of pitches, I don't think, early on here to allow it. Like, they're going to make him be patient. And so I think it becomes really important where they put him in the lineup. I think it becomes like all of this stuff is going, like they can't bring him up and make him the number five hitter. I think right out of the gates. I think you got to, you know, if you want to put him between, I don't know, Salvi and Vinny, I think you could think about that, which would maybe make him a five hitter, but you'd have to do it that way. Or you got to protect him though. Like you can't, I don't know where to put him. When I saw that news, I'm like, where should he hit? I don't know where he should hit.
The thing is, though, is, you know, protecting him, the argument in that, it's like, what are you protecting him from? They scored one run the last two games, you know, like it's not like.
Well, you're protecting him from the way he'll be pitched to.
Yeah.
But if you can.
I don't know. I mean, I'm fine with, honestly, if he's the Joey Gallo slashes where he's going to strike out and. Astronomical amount. As long as he can hit 30 home runs, that'll help the team. 100%.
You don't. You should take those words out of your mouth.
The good year of Joey Gallo.
You don't want him to have Gallo splits. It'll take it from a Rangers fan. But that's the problem with that is you're too unproductive too often. Yeah. And that's where you have to protect him a little bit. Like, how do you help him? He's not going to have like natural patience at the plate. He's never had that. He's going to have to develop that over some off seasons and some real hard work. You essentially, and this is why guys spend a little more time. Like you have to change your approach at the plate that you've had that's gotten you to this point. Like the reason you're here, the reason you were drafted, like all of these things. Quite frankly, from what I can tell, the reason he did fall to six because he does have prodigious power. Is because of that chase rate. Teams are afraid of it. They're afraid he'll just come up and be Joey Gallo, basically. Like, you can't come up and strike out in half your bats. So he hasn't done that, though, at the minor league level. That's what's really interesting. It has not led to all of the strikeouts. He struck out in AAA. Hang on, let me break that apart.
It was eight times.
Here. Yeah, and that's nine. I've got nine strikeouts in 47 at bats. Yeah. So nine strikeouts in 12 games. That's really good, yeah. Right? But he's only walked five times. But his strikeout to walk ratio then at that point is only 9-5. So like that's pretty good. Like if he can translate that, it doesn't matter that he swings at a lot of pitches, right? He struck out 37 times in 152 at bats in AA. So it kind of stayed the same, right? It kind of just has been the same. What did he do in high A last year? 26 strikeouts and 116 at bats. So he's pretty much done the same thing now at three levels of minor league baseball. And if that goes to the big leagues, like that's fine. Like yeah. That's not a big deal at all. That's like a strikeout a game. Like you'll live with that. So I mean, how much are they willing to just throw him in, or do they just put him at the bottom of the lineup and say, you know, do which one, but the problem is like you can't let pitchers pitch around him. That's where I mean he needs protection. Like you can't just say, oh, it's going to be Cags in the middle of, you know, Kyle Isbell and whoever, where that's they can why. Just
yeah.
pitch I around think, Cags so that they can get to the next guy. Like that's where he needs protection.
Yeah, I honestly think he's going to be hitting five hole. You know, I don't think that. I think that like they.
So where does Garcia hit then?
I don't even know where Garcia has been hitting. He's been hitting top of the order, hasn't he? Not leadoff, but he's been top.
Well, when India doesn't play, does he? I think he's been hitting five hole most of the time.
I mean, I would put him between any of those the three guys, you know, Garcia, Pasquantino, Salvi, just slide him in there. You got to get him in a top half of the order, though, I think, because, you know, the fact of the matter, what you talked about is they get on base, the guys that they have, and they just don't have anybody to bring them in. You know, I don't want to put your five guys that get the majority of your hits and then give Caglione the possibility to drive in John Rave and Drew Waters, you know? Like, I'd rather him be hitting with the bulk.
But the problem is right now, like, if he hit fifth last night, Michael Garcia missed the game. He's a little dinged up. Hopefully that doesn't hold him out. He had an injury. Right thumb soreness is what they're calling it. But if he'd hit five hole last night, he'd have been followed by Drew Waters. Let's say he replaces Drew Waters in the five hole. He would have been followed by Rave, Lofton, Massey, Isbell. You think a pitcher's going to throw a pitch to Jack Caglione?
It's true.
No. So that's what I mean. Like, you can do that, and have him protecting Vinny or Sal, which it doesn't make a lot of sense, or you can sandwich him in, which is what I think is the right thing to do. What does that mean, though? Like, honestly, like, normally to say, like, I'd hit him three hole sounds crazy because you're like, why would you do that? But they are not scoring any runs. Like, what? So what are you afraid of breaking?
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. won't hit anywhere but second. We know that. So what else are you in danger of? You want to lead him off? Lead him off. Like, I don't care. Like, but what I don't want, and I just, it'll be so fascinating to see, is just a bunch of guys behind him, because pitchers will pitch around him. They won't want to pitch to him, because the reality is, like, why wouldn't you? This team can't score any runs. So are you really afraid of a Kyle Isbell single?
Yeah.
No, you're not as a pitcher. You're afraid of a Jack Caglione home run. That's what, and that's the way they're going to approach it, because they're professionals, and why wouldn't they?
Yeah. I mean,
so now you have to think about, okay, what could you do? Could you hit him three hole? He's got Bobby in front of him, and then you go Vinny Salvi or Salvi Vinny. Now, like, you want to walk, you want to pitch around Jack Caglione? Okay, fine. Like, we'll take our chances, you know, and put him on base with Vinny or Salvi or Michael Garcia. That's what I would do with him. I'd sandwich him in there, not because you're hoping he can be productive from that point, which of course you are, but to protect him from getting pitched around, because his MO right now is to be pitched around. Like, it's glaringly obvious what big league pitchers should do with him. And that's not throw him any pitches he can hit, but you got to put him in a place where they're not allowed to do that as often.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, you know, me being bullish, but I think the fact of the matter is something we talked about last night, is that, you know, usually when these top prospects, you know, you really get the rose-colored glasses on. Like, when Bobby was a prospect that one year when he was climbing through, it's like, well, this guy's better than Adalberto Mondesi. Like, why isn't this guy playing? Like, and usually it's not the case. Like, your rose-colored glasses are really on. But this year with this offense, it's like, he is doing things at AAA that I don't think that Vinny Pasquantino could go to AAA and do. Like, I don't think that anybody on the, like, except Bobby Witt Jr. could probably go down there and do that. So the fact of the matter is, like, he's shown you, like, unbelievable things at AAA level. Like, there's no reason to believe that he couldn't go up and bat in the three hole and just do it till you're proven wrong. And if he's batting, you know, 120 after a week of doing it, then maybe that's when you make it. But I think that's the best possible thing that they can do, is to sandwich him in a spot where he can get RBIs and not get pitched around.
I agree. If you go back and look, and if just you know, Bobby Witt Jr. is a generational talent. Like, I think not. I'm not saying Jack Caglione is the kind of prospect Bobby Witt Jr. is. He's a rung under that. He's not. Bobby Witt Jr. type prospects don't come around very often. Bobby Witt Jr., when he got the call at 22, by the way, hit 350. He was below league average in OPS. Like, he stole a ton of bases, but he didn't even get to a one war that year. Like, you have to temper your expectations with these players. He struck out 135 times. He wasn't walking much. He walked 30 times, but I'm going to tell you what's happened. And of course, you know, the next year, Bobby Witt Jr. took off, right? And then last year was when he really took off. But think about this for a second. Through those 3 years, his strikeouts went from 135 down to 121, down to 106 last year. Okay, his walks went from 30 to 40 to almost 60 last year. This is what happens with great players. They strike out less. They walk more. They become more patient hitters that swing at better pitches. Right. There are outliers. Salvi's an outlier. Salvi swings at everything. Yeah. Vladimir Guerrero was an outlier. He swung at everything. Those are Hall of Fame players. It can happen. We don't know that about Cags yet. Like, can he be that kind of wild free swinger? I don't know yet. We haven't seen him play a second of Major League Baseball. But more often, if he's going to be the player he's going to be, it's going to be because he becomes more patient. That's what they want, I'm sure, to see, but they don't have time now. Like, they need his power so desperately, they call him up. We'll continue the conversation into the next hour. Those expectations, we'll take a look back at this Detroit series. It's all coming for Sports Daily. Stick around.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.